Ai, tēnā koutou katoa e te iwi hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa te koumāwhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, rungi te waia kōrero, ai, ko taha tākuta Rāori Tāoni, ai, ki te hakahau heaha ngā haka haerenga o tēnei tūmomo mate, ai, tēnei mate karauna ki rungi a tātou, no reira me tāuri ake tātou ki aia, tēnā koe e tākuta Rāori.
Morena, Joel, thank you for having me on.
And thank you again for joining us and sharing with us this morning and just giving us an update about where we are with this Delta variant and specifically our Pacific and Māori communities.
All right. Pātai mai.
The latest update shows an increase in Māori vaccinations and a fall in case numbers. But why is it that the Māori and Pacific cases still dominate the Delta tail?
Well, one of the main things is it's been brought in from overseas and made its way into our communities, mainly in and around the South Auckland area, where our socioeconomic and health profiles make us more vulnerable to COVID. So since September 11th, there's been quite a big surge in the share of cases that are Māori. We're about 40% of 45% of all new cases, and alongside Pacifica, we make up 80% of cases. And the other feature of the Delta outbreak, although we went to level 3 midnight Tuesday last week, and there are lots of good indicators in terms of the number of contacts that are being traced is falling. It's the first time yesterday under 1,000. There are still higher case numbers than, say, when we look at level 3 last year in the first wave. So I think the equivalent day today, last year, the first wave had its first zero case day. And, yesterday we had 12 and we had 34 over the weekend. So the numbers are still persisting.
However, you did mention some positives that have come up recently, even though we have seen case numbers growing and still the Pacific and Māori communities still dominating at the Delta tail. What are some of those positives that we are seeing recently?
Well, the Māori vaccination effort is really starting to take off. And as of yesterday, in the last 9-10 days, the number of Māori getting vaccinated has increased by over 11%. And that's more than double the rate for Pākehā vaccination. So that's really positive. The numbers I have are slightly different from the Ministry of Health because the Ministry of Health uses what's called the Health Service User Index. So that's people registered with the Ministry of Health.
Mm.
Now, there are a lot of people missing in that database because they don't use the health service or use it very rarely. And a lot of those are Māori and Pacifica. And I've tried to calculate what those numbers look like. So I think the government says that Māori are maybe on 53-54% vaccination. I think we've just reached 50% yesterday.
And that's a huge growth. That's a massive increase to what we have been reporting over the last few weeks.
Yes, it is. We were at one stage in August, we fell as low as, you know, so our vaccination number was about 52% of the national total, but it's now up to about 68%. So that's a really big jump.
And so what are some of the statistics that you would like to share with us today that think will not only just show a positive outcome, but also maybe just some that we actually need to be aware of?
Well, the main thing we've got to see in the daily briefings is new case numbers falling to under 10 per day, and then we've got to see zero case days. So the numbers we are seeing, you know, we've had one day of 9 cases, but mostly they've been ranging between 12 and about 25, and we need those numbers to keep coming down.
And at the moment, is there any particular area in New Zealand that is, I suppose, either doing better than other areas, or others that really, like, I suppose Te Taitukere was falling behind for a little bit in regards to numbers. Is there any particular area that stands out for yourself?
Well, last year in April, Māori were being prioritised for testing. And the numbers were very low right across the country, and particularly in the South Island. Now, this year for vaccination, the South Island's actually doing really well, and I think that has a lot to do with the efforts of Ngāi Tahu and Te Pū Tahitanga, their whānau ora agency. Mm. And in the North Island, above Palmerston North and running right up to Northland, vaccination has been really slow. So it's almost the opposite of last year. So we've got to do everything we can to get our North Island DHBs to support Māori health providers. The really key things to vaccinating the Māori population is giving our communities access to Māori health providers. Mm. It's really clear that where there are Māori health providers and the resource to deliver the vaccine, that the numbers are quite good. And the other one is vaccinating people as whānau. That's what works in our communities. You know, the individual online book a vaccination for yourself, that just doesn't really work. In my own case, Joel, you know, it just felt funny as a father booking a time for myself because I'm older, but sitting at home here with young people who are 18 and 21 and being the person to go for first. Now, in the end, I cancelled my appointment and waited till we could work with the Māori health provider and get the whole whānau vaccinated together. Mm. And that's what works, and we need more of that. The mobile vaccinations, they're working really well. I've seen figures from the Bay of Plenty, and you can see there's a dramatic change there with the mobile units going out to those small towns where maybe there's not a Māori health provider, but the buses are manned by Māori health providers, and they're working through really, really good numbers.
Mm. Oh, that is some awesome information right there. Going as a whānau, creating environments where whānau can feel comfortable, and also it's exactly as you said, putting our whānau in places where they can feel comfortable that they want to go. We've had some vaccination centres in Karikari yesterday, we've got some at Parapara Marae today, and just constantly throughout Te Hiku. Those are some really awesome tips there. Going as a whānau, that just it naturally sounds like it would work. So
And that's what's happening. We're even when vaccination rates were quite low, if there were very active Māori health providers, then you can see that the numbers, even going back a couple of weeks ago, they were quite good. Very good vaccinations going on. But then there were so many areas where Māori health providers didn't have the resources to reach, and it's in those areas where there was very, very low, if any, vaccinations of Māori going on. So, you know, it's that whānau thing. And then the other one is simply it boils down to trust. Our people are a bit reluctant to engage with the mainstream, and that's, it just has to do with that cumulative history of, you know, maybe being treated a bit differently at school, being treated differently by the Ministry of Social Development, Work and Income, Justice, and so on and so forth. those are the things that work for us.
Well, thank you again for the update on the cases, where the Māori Pacific Islanders are, where New Aotearoa is. Regardless of the fact that we have come down a couple of levels, we still need to be careful and we still need to be up in those rates of the vaccinations, as it clearly comes from you. And all the best for the rest of your day.
Okay, kia ora, Joel. Thank you very much. Mātua.
Dr. Rauri Tauni Tera, koia tētahi o ngā tautohito, ngā kai rangahau mō te kāwanatanga o i runga i tēnei kaupapa o te mate uru tā, tēnei mate kōwhiori, e huri haere tonu ana ki roto i te motu o Aotearoa. Hoi no re te whānau, koia rā wētahi o ngā kōrero tohutohu ki o mātou whānau, haere ā whānau ki te whiwhi i wēnei o ngā pūwero, wēnei o ngā rongo ngā ārei mate no reira e te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikoa te ika, iwa te kaumāwhitu, ira tahi te iarere.